What about the reservoir of support? Well, it's not hard to find out what that is. One of the good things that's happened since September 11th is that some of the press and some discussion has begun to open up to some of these things. The best one, to my knowledge, is the Wall Street Journal, which right away began to run, within a couple of days, serious reports, searching serious reports on the reasons why people of the region, even if they hate bin Laden and despise everything he's doing, nevertheless support him in many ways and even regard him as the conscience of Islam, as one said. Now, the Wall Street Journal and others, they're not surveying public opinion. They're surveying the opinion of their friends, bankers, professionals, international lawyers, businessmen tied to the United States, you know, people who they interview in McDonald's restaurants, which is an elegant restaurant. They're wearing fancy American clothes. That's the people they're interviewing because they want to find out what their attitudes are. And their attitudes are very explicit and very clear and in many ways consonant with the message of bin Laden and others. They are very angry at the United States because of its support of authoritarian and brutal regimes, its intervention to block any move towards democracy, its intervention to stop economic development, its policies of devastating the civilian society of Iraq while strengthening Saddam Hussein. And they remember, even if we prefer not to, that the United States and Britain supported Saddam Hussein right through his worst atrocities, including the gassing of the Kurds. Bin Laden brings that up constantly, and they know it, even if we don't want to. And of course, their support for the Israeli military occupation, which is harsh and brutal. It's now in its 35th year. The U.S. has been providing the overwhelming economic, military, and diplomatic support for it, and still does. And they know that, and they don't like it, especially when that's paired with U.S. policy toward Iraq, toward the Iraqi civilian society, which is getting destroyed. Okay, those are the reasons, roughly. And when bin Laden gives those reasons, yeah, people recognize it and support it. Now, that's not the way people here like to think about it, at least educated liberal opinion. They like the following line, which has been all over the press, mostly from left liberals, incidentally. I haven't done a real study, but I think right-wing opinion has generally been more honest. But if you look at, say, at the New York Times, the first op-ed they ran by Ronald Steele, a serious left liberal intellectual, he asked, why do they hate us? This is the same day, I think, that the Wall Street Journal was running the survey on why they hate us. So he says, they hate us because we champion a new world order of capitalism, individualism, secularism, and democracy that should be the norm everywhere. That's why they hate us. Same day, the Wall Street Journal is surveying the opinions of bankers, professionals, international lawyers, and saying, look, we hate you because you're blocking democracy, you're preventing economic development, you're supporting brutal regimes, terrorist regimes, and you're doing these horrible things in the region. A couple of days later, Anthony Lewis, way out on the left, explained that the terrorists seek only apocalyptic nihilism, and nothing we do matters. The only consequence of our actions, he says, that could be harmful is that it makes it harder for Arabs to join in the coalition's anti-terrorism effort. But beyond that, everything we do is irrelevant. Well, you know, that's got the advantage of being sort of comforting, makes you feel good about yourself and how wonderful you are. It enables us to evade the consequences of our actions. It has a couple of defects. One is it's totally at variance with everything we know. And another defect is it's a perfect way to ensure that you escalate the cycle of violence. If you want to live with your head buried in the sand and pretend they hate us because they're opposed to globalization. That's why they killed Sadat 20 years ago and fought the Russians and, you know, tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 1993. And these are all people who are right in the midst of what the corporate globalization. But if you want to believe that, yeah, it's comforting. And it's a great way to make sure that violence escalates. That's tribal violence. You know, you did something to me, I'll do something worse to you. I don't care what the reasons are, and we just keep going that way. Yeah, that's a way to do it. Pretty much straight left liberal opinion.